Heaven and hell are within us, and all the gods are within us. This is the great realization of the Upanishads of India already in the 9th century BC. All the gods, all the heavens, all the worlds are within us. They are magnified dreams, and what dreams are manifestations in image form of the energies of the body in conflict with each other. And that's all myth is. Myth is a manifestation in symbolic images, metaphorical images of the energies within us, moved by the organs of the body, in conflict with each other. This organ wants this, this organ wants this. The brain is one of the organs.
So when we dream, are we fishing in some vast ocean of mythology that
it
we
have? It goes down and down and down. And you can get all mixed up with complexes, you know, things like that. But you're standing on the Lord of the Abyss, really. There's a Polynesian saying that frequently comes to my mind, standing on a whale, fishing for minnows. We are standing on a whale. The ground of being is the ground of our being. And outward turned, we see all these little problems here, but inward, we are the source of them all. That's the big mystical teaching.
You've seen what's happened to primitive societies that are unsettled by white man's civilization. They go to pieces, they disintegrate, they succumb to vice and disease. And isn't that the same thing that's been happening to us since our myth began to disappear?
Absolutely it is.
Isn't that why conservative religious folk today are calling for a return to the old-time religion?
That's right.
I understand their yearning. In my youth, I had fixed stars. They comforted me with their permanence. They gave me a known horizon. They told me that there's a loving, kind, and just father out there looking down on me, ready to receive me, thinking of my concerns all the time. Now science, medicine, has made a house cleaning of belief. And I wonder what happens to children who don't have that fixed star, that known horizon, those myths to sustain them.
All they have to do is read the newspaper. I mean, it's a mess.